and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Andy.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Jay. You know, we didn't do a show last week. Jay was just really distraught at the sudden and tragic death of David Koch.
Yes, so, I took off. I drank some classic Coke, some Mexican Coke. I did that sweet nose booger sugar. And then I fell down, and I went into a coma for a week. So all for David Koch. One down, one to go.
And for everybody who has that douchey friend, and a lot of us do, who's like, oh, no, he's kind of a humanitarian. Look how much money he donated to cancer research. Yes, he did. Once he already had cancer.
Yeah. Now, that guy doesn't give a shit about anyone else.
Right. It was, hey, let's cure cancer since I have cancer. That was it.
Yeah.
That was, he has never given a fuck about anyone other than himself.
Also, I don't like, there's also the other douchey friend, which is like the hyper-liberal douchey friend. Like, I don't celebrate the death of another human being. Well, guess what? I do. I'm glad David Koch is dead. Who cares?
Well, all right. So in our society now, where there are no consequences for this, right? Where you can just be as big of a piece of shit as you want to acquire as much money to rape and pillage the earth at your own financial benefit. And there's no justice for it. All we have is their death. That's the one thing we have. It's like, you know, it's like people celebrating a billionaire going to prison. It never happens, but they all die. So that's it. That's all we have.
That's all we have.
That's the one thing. That's the one thing is to, you know, yeah.
I don't celebrate other human beings' death. Well, people said that when they announced that Osama bin Laden was dead. I was like, what? Nah, dude, let's celebrate. Like, I feel like we should all come together and drink Coronas like at the end of a Fast and the Furious movie. Like, we're allowed to celebrate that one. It's fine.
I can't believe that people are just because of a difference of political opinion.
He had people fly planes
into buildings. Yeah. I'm good.
Oh, no, I meant with the David Koch one.
No, that's who I was talking about, David Koch.
Yeah, David Koch did 9/11. Yeah,
everyone knows that.
Everyone does that.
Hillary Clinton killed him finally, which was pretty good.
Yeah, just because he had a different political opinion. I'm like, no. You cannot. Okay, how much cancer did he cause? Let's try that.
Like, his difference of political opinion has caused the hurt and maiming and death, by the way, of millions of people, right? These guys have put forth legislation that has legitimately hurt people. So,
right. No, we're not going to, nobody's going to be spiking the football when, like, George Will dies, right? But David Koch has made his money actively harming the earth, the United States, and probably millions of people. So fuck him.
Yeah. Poor David.
Hey. Shout out to Hellboy, Big Ron Perlman, who got himself suspended from Twitter for saying wishing the Koch brothers a speedy reunion. If he ever gets his account back, Ron Perlman's a good follow.
Yeah. So here's the funny thing. I'll just, in the words of, what's the fucking character? God damn it. Oh, what's the character's name? The villain from fucking Bloodsport.
Oh, fuck.
I was going to say Tong Po, but that's from fucking Kickboxer. God damn it. Anyway. To quote Bolo Young, who played the character.
Chong Li.
Yeah, Chong Li. That's right. Yeah. You're next, Charles Koch. You're fucking next. Look, those two old white men dying back to back would be my favorite thing. By the way, I was very sad to find out that he didn't die based on my favorite statistic, but I'll take it. I will take it anyway. I was like, oh, how? I wasn't shocked that he died. I just wanted to know how. I was like, was it like a positive progressive legislation fell on his head, or like what was it? What did in fact kill David Koch? Inquiring minds. So David Koch is dead. That's fine. That's good.
Right. Do not mourn the loss of villains.
No, never, 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 never. No, look, your goal as a human being, you know, to get serious for a second, your goal as a human being, you know, people have many goals. Oh, to have kids or to, you know, accomplish great things, or to, you know, make a lot of money, or, you know, whatever. Your goal as a human being really boils down to one thing for all of us. Leave the world better than you found it. And
yeah,
when people don't do that, and they don't do it on purpose, then no, those are people that you can absolutely point to and ridicule and shit upon and piss on their graves physically, if you'd like, because they purposely did the exact opposite of what they're supposed to do as a human being. You're supposed to leave the world better than you found it. If that's by having kids that accomplish great things, or by starting a business that does good things, that's fine. But don't leave the earth worse than when you got here, especially like significantly worse for millions of people. That's a real problem.
You want to be one of those guys that everybody's like, oh man, he died. That sucks. Like that's how you want your life to end. You want people to be really upset. You want to be like Alan Rickman or something, where people are like, oh man, that blows that guy's dead.
Yeah. Like, I like that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like when Mr. Rogers died, like that's a sad moment, right? You're like, oh, right. Yeah. Fred Rogers. Yeah.
Don't be David Koch. Any pieces of shit listening to this. And I know you are Legion. any pieces of shit listening to this, Cam.
Huge David Koch fan. He loved the guy.
There's time. There's still time to turn your life around. Yeah, try to be one of those guys. I hope Charles Koch is like, oh fuck, I don't want to be that guy.
All of a sudden he's just like donating to the Democrats. Just save the country, for God's sake. Although he does donate to some Democrats.
Personally flying his plane to go put out the fire in the Amazon. Like, I can fix it. I have the money.
I'm so rich. I'm so helpful. Please.
I have realized the error of my ways.
Yeah, like, I bet you did, motherfucker. I bet you fucking did. We're coming for you. All right, let's get into it. Because we were off 2 weeks, we normally don't, or we were off a week, we normally don't backtrack too much just because there is so much going on. But I think we would be remiss if we didn't talk about Trump's, as I wrote, Trump acting like a damn fool at the G7. So Andy, you wanted to talk about this. I'm sure you had some hot takes last week that you didn't get to get out. So go for it.
Yeah, well, yeah, the G7 happened, and the big story of the G7, aside from... just a side note before we get into what a moron our president is, they all decided to chip in to help with the fires in Brazil and came up with the seven, you know, largest and most powerful economies in the world. Came up with $20 million between them. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that made for some pretty good memes of like all the things that cost more than $20 million. It's like. Like, what was it, like, DC spent $100 million making Venom. You guys could only give them $20 million to save the Earth's lungs, you cheap fucks. Yeah, it's pretty bad, pretty bad. I have to tell you, I am not a pants-on-fire kind of guy when it comes to a lot of things. But the Amazon burning, that one felt like... Yeah, this is the headline you see at the beginning of a Gerard Butler, you know, world-ending movie. Like, you know, like the White House Down or fucking 2012 or one of those other dumb fuck movies. Like, the first headline is, well, the Amazon's almost burned all the way down. And then the Earth just goes into shutdown mode by just destroying everything. That's what it felt like. And that really fucking scared the shit out of me, seeing that.
Yeah. And the shittiest thing about it is that it didn't just happen. It was set on purpose.
Right.
Which is bananas.
Yeah, Bolsonaro is, I mean, people say, oh, he's Brazil's Trump.
No, he's worse.
No, he's legitimately worse.
He's what we talk about, how much worse Trump would be if he was competent.
Right.
Yeah, that's Jair Bolsonaro. Yeah. He's much worse.
Yeah, he's a scary dude. And, you know, shout out to Brazilian listeners, man. I don't know how your election system works. I truly don't. And I'm not, I haven't invested the time to find out. Whenever you can vote that fucker out, please hurry up and do that. Please.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's bad. We'll be keeping an eye on that. More on the planet dying in the future.
we'll be back next week, or will we? Who knows?
Yeah. As we run out of air and turn into the planet from Spaceballs.
Nice.
I would actually take President Scroob over Trump right now, actually.
Yeah, I bet he has a... I bet Scroob's combination on his luggage is still more complex. Somehow more complex.
Yes. So the... Actually, shout out to our boy Manny Macaroon of France for getting tough with Bolsonaro.
Yeah.
Because we need somebody to be a tough guy world leader, and we certainly don't have one.
No, that's not really a thing for us anymore.
No. And actually, on the climate change topic, they had a meeting about this at the G7, and our idiot president skipped it. And then when they asked him why he skipped it, he said it was because he had bilateral meetings with India and Germany.
Who were at the fucking meeting.
Who were both in attendance at the meeting, yeah. So,
what a fucking cock, dude. Like, you do know that, like, they're aware of reality? Like, you can't just say any... God damn it.
He does! It's crazy to me that you can just... Like, the blatant and obvious lies. Like there's some things like, oh, this is the best economy ever, which, you know, you can, you know, argue points and numbers, but nobody really cares about that.
Right, they don't mean anything.
Yeah, but you can't say, I was with these two people, and there's video of them at the thing you didn't go to, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't... like, I don't know. People will still... We'll still go to bat for his nonsense. So I guess over on Fox News land, they probably believe that really happened.
Well, he's having a bit of trouble with Fox News as of late. He's been beefing with Neil Cavuto.
Right.
Which, as everyone knows, you got to fuck Neil Cavuto up. You can't just let that guy talk shit on you. Come on.
Yeah. I think we talked about that 2 weeks ago, but he's been mad at them because they run legit polls, right? Like,
how dare you?
There's not a lot that's legit about Fox News. It's garbage. But they actually do real polling.
Well, but it wasn't just that, right? It was also Cavuto had been like talking shit on him, like.
Yeah,
basically, not even talking shit, just saying facts. and he's been mad at
who's that dude, Judge Napolitano, who's just like, this shit's super illegal, guys.
Yeah, so he's basically been pushing the idea of, like, we need to switch networks. And I'm thinking to myself, this is yet another prime example of why I don't actually buy into the idea of, like, there's a plan. I don't.
Right.
Why would you go to war? I mean, I guess maybe the plan is you go to war with Fox News and they bend the knee, right? And get back to, like, just sucking your dick 24 hours, 7 days a week. But it could also...
He would like them to start doing, like, Rasmussen type polls.
Right.
Which, yeah.
But I don't think they're going to do that.
People who, Yeah, Rasmussen, for people who don't know, do like notoriously skewed conservative polls.
Oh yeah, like, they mean nothing.
Right.
Oh, Rasmussen has Trump up. Trump's got a 98% across the board approval rating. Really? Okay. Well, I think this one might be a little out of lockstep. So I guess the idea is either he's trying to promote, what is it, OAN? OANN or something
one,
like that?
Yeah, One America Network, which is not trash.
I've never seen it, but if it's worse than Fox News, it must be pretty fucking bad. Also, it's not on regular TV. Like, how the hell do you even get it? Like, I don't know. I think it's on Super TV only. It's not even on cable TV. You have to go back to, like, 1989.
Yeah, well, because he's got problems with a lot of parts of Fox. And then Blaze, which actually is on a lot of people's cable, he's got issues with, what's that dick's name? Glenn Beck runs that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Glenn Beck was I don't know that he was a never Trump guy, because he's probably cucked out a bit, but he's...
He was not a never Trump guy, but he was very, very adamant to talk shit on him.
Yeah, he was an anyone but Trump guy. He's not a real conservative. So he doesn't like them, even though they probably have more reach than whatever the fuck OANN is.
Yeah, well, look, he doesn't have to do any of it. Like, as far as I'm concerned, feel free to shit all over Fox News and see how that works out for you.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if they capitulate and just like start getting rid of people who aren't pro-Trump enough.
I would be shocked. I shouldn't say shocked. I would be shocked if they did. I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to want to have a Cavuto or something like that on there, even though, like, if you go in his mentions, like, his mentions are fucking on fire with conservatives. Like, you're a Democrat and you're a liberal. I was like, wow. One, Neil Cavuto is no one's liberal. Relax. That's crazy. Or anyone's Democrat. But I think, like Shep Smith, they could point to a fair and balance argument. Like, well, we've got Neil Cavuto, and Cavuto could solely be there to push back. I don't know that Cavuto is going to have the popularity of Shep Smith. But then again, I don't know that Shep Smith has popularity. I think he's just overly paid to keep him there for quote unquote balance. So,
well, what's going to be interesting is as that regime kind of changes from Rupert Murdoch to his son Lachlan, who rumor is more hardcore and to the right than his dad is. Because, you know, Rupert Murdoch keeps people like Shep Smith around so he can go, we're credible, see? You know, and Lachlan was the one who came up with, let's do a streaming service where we're not beholden to advertisers so we can have morons like, you know, Tommy Lahren and the pro wrestler guy just say whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
Because there's no advertisers on it.
Yeah, like, you know what? So, you're not wrong. So...
Yeah, so it could when go, he takes it could, the
it
reins,
could, yeah, it could go really bonkers. You're absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to try to keep some shred of legitimacy over there. If he's just going to go full hard right with it, so I don't know.
You know what? Honestly, I kind of hope he does. I kind of hope he does. Like, I want him to go super crazy. Like, go super fucking have QAnon folks on. Who gives a shit? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like. Go super crazy. That way you can alienate some reasonable people who might occasionally turn on Fox News and be like, this is fucking nuts. No, thank you.
Rupert Murdoch is a piece of shit, but he's no dummy. He's figured out how to get a lot of people to watch his stuff. And he's had a strategy. He's worked it in several countries.
Right.
And it'll be interesting to see when he finally goes the way of David Koch. On that merciful day, what his horrible son does.
Yeah. I hope Lachlan just completely fucks it up. That would be pretty great.
I think he probably will, because he's more of an ideologue. And Rupert Murdoch, for what his agenda clearly is, he is more about
money,
making money than anything else. And I think from what I've read, Lachlan has more of an agenda. So he may destroy his father's company, which would be funny.
I'm here for that. I'm 100% here to watch him destroy his own fucking father's legacy. That would be great.
Yeah, they drove out the smart son. He's over with Disney now.
Yep. He was like, I'm out. And I'm liberal. Woo! All right. Get woke. Go broke. No, we're really, really rich. Nope. In fact. Yeah. It's working out great.
Yeah. The big headline that should be a screaming red button for everybody coming out of the G7, aside from Trump just lobbying everyone to try to get Russia back in there.
Yeah.
Which...
No.
I mean, come on.
Even Boris Johnson was like, dude, look, I'm dumber. I might be dumber than you. No, that's crazy. No.
I say whatever you want about Boris Johnson. He's a bright guy.
He just looks like an idiot, I guess.
Yes, very much so. But like, he went to Oxford and shit.
Is that right?
I believe so. You can look him up. He's a very bright dude.
All right. Well, he has buffoonish hair and a buffoonish political worldview. But anyway.
Yeah. No, it's all part of the deal. He's trying to be like a charming buffoon with his own agenda. But yeah, he's a very smart guy, which makes him frightening.
Here's an interesting quote from Boris Johnson. My chances of being prime minister are about as good as the chances of finding Elvis on Mars or being reincarnated as an olive.
Yes.
Well, you're right. They're rare, but unfortunately, one of those things is possible.
Yeah, yeah, he went to Oxford.
Jesus Christ, he's 55?
Yeah, he looks like shit.
Jesus! I thought he was like 65. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he looks terrible.
Comb your hair, you fucking... you slob. Jesus. 55.
Yeah, so apparently we are hosting the G7 next year, and Trump came up with a great idea. Let's do it at Doral.
In Miami.
His club in Miami. We have bungalows. He can host 50 to 70 people.
Dude, he went into straight-up salesman pitch man. It was fucking pathetic.
That is the only time that he's like super lucid anymore, because he just bumbles and stumbles through everything. But then when it's time to sell something, he just snaps right into it. We have great views of the beach. You could come on down to Doral, play golf over one of the finest golf courses in America.
It was super weird. Snaps
right into it. But when we host it, traditionally we've usually done it at Camp David.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, Trump certainly hasn't.
No, he does not go. Nope. Fuck that.
We've got a place for the president to spend their weekends on retreats, and it's down in Maryland. Yeah. But we haven't had a Republican who does that in a while, because this one just goes to shit he owns. And actually, the last Republican we had just hunt down at my ranch at Crawford, Texas.
Where I cleared brush.
gotta clear a lot of brush.
hey, George. That farm is fake. That ranch is bullshit. Do you know that whole thing? Right? Like, there's a documentary about how he bought that ranch right before running for president and sold it immediately after he was president. Yeah, no, he don't. Dude, he's not a rancher. That's why he bought a mansion in Dallas the second he could. Are you kidding me?
There are many weird things about George W. Bush. But the fake cowboy thing is one of the weirdest ones. Like, nobody else in his family has a Texas accent. Why does he talk like that?
I don't know. You're from Connecticut, dude. You're from fucking Connecticut. It's utterly ridiculous. Jesus.
I don't know.
Yeah.
wow. His fake ranch that he went down to for photo ops, I guess.
Yeah, he did. That was it. it's like that. That to me is pretty good. Like that's a pretty good fake Texan like bullshit story. And then there's Fred Thompson who ran for president, who drove his fucking red pickup truck. He's come to your little fucking small town, talk to you about how he's gonna, you know, leave TV and, you know, be a senator and then go on and be president. Except they used to drive that truck on a fucking flatbed. He would get into it on the outside of town, drive it into the town, then do his bullshit, drive it out of town, and they put it right back on a flatbed truck and drive away. It was all bullshit.
I'm a man of the people. Dude, you're on Law and Order.
Yeah, you don't have to pretend. It's fine. You're rich. It's cool. Oh, sweet. I got an image here of a Bush clearing brush. Yo, Fred, Republicans are fucking marks, man. Who the fuck believes this? Yeah, the president's out there clearing brush all day, like
who
real.
Who buys Ted Cruz's fake cowboy bullshit?
Yeah, oh, I started listening to country music after 9/11. Oh, fuck off, dude.
Shut up.
Jesus, you're allowed to listen to classic rock. You're of the age, you fucking dork.
Fred Thompson actually features in a correction I have to do from a few weeks back, where I incorrectly said that anyone or everyone that's gotten the nomination of their party since they've been doing it came in the top three in the Iowa caucus. That was actually not correct. 2008 is the one time that wasn't true. John McCain came in fourth, I forget the exact number, but is really close, like 5,000 votes behind Law and Order's Fred Thompson,
yeah,
who came in third.
Yeah, people liked Fred Thompson for a while.
I like Fred Thompson on TV.
Yeah, not when he was running for actual office. Please stop.
I love Law and Order. Fred Thompson was the shit on Law and Order.
Yeah, no, he was good. He was a good actor. But that's where it ends. Yeah. That's where it fucking ends. Enough. Enough. Yeah, so G7 was a fucking nightmare. And just straight advocating to bring the G7 to his property is maybe the most blatant thing he's ever done, as far as just like, yeah, fuck the
emoluments.
Blatantly
unconstitutional. Yeah. So all these people from other countries would have to pay him to go to this meeting.
Yeah, and his response was basically, well, I would just lose a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
Like, what? My question is, he's like, well, you know, I would, I would lose somewhere between $3 to $5 billion, you know, being president. And I'm thinking to myself, are you still perpetuating the lie that you put your money in a trust? You never did. Those are all blank sheets of paper that you brought up there. Like, we know this, that none of that was real. It was all a fucking snow job, and no one in the media was like, can we see those images? Can we see those documents? They should have. Just open the folders. There's all blank pages, man. It's all blank.
I forgot Fred Thompson was in The Hunt for Red October.
It's a good movie.
Awesome. Die Hard 2, of course, and Alive of Fire, Cape Fear. Man.
Yeah, he was in some good movies, and then he was also in Die Hard 2. movie stinks.
It does, but I watch it every time it's on TV.
Yeah, of course. It's a Die Hard movie. Come on.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
Oh, the TV edits. They're so bad.
Dude, I grew up on TV edits. Like, there are movies I didn't know had boobs in them until I got older.
No,
because I grew up on, like, the TBS cut of action movies. Right?
Die Hard. Die Harder.
Yeah, Die Hard, Commando, all of those.
Wow.
And then you know, you watch them as an adult and like, wow. I didn't know there was titties in Roadhouse. Who knew?
Yeah, there's a lot.
A lot of them.
There's a lot. Most of them are Patrick Swayze's. It's weird.
Yeah. Oh, and Sam Elliott's pubes for some reason.
Jesus. Fucking
yeah, I didn't know any of that. I had no idea. Grew up on the TBS cuts. I know I'm not the only one.
Yikes. Category
Somebody's
five.
Somebody's going to co-sign this. Somebody you don't expect is going to pop up in the comments of this and said, me too, bro.
Absolutely. Cat 5 Hurricane Dorian is getting ready to make landfall, or maybe has by the time you're listening to this.
Actually, I heard it prefers to go by Deacon.
Yeah, some other made-up name. Hurricane Dorian, this is a Cat 5, which is super serious and is going to do a lot of damage. It did a lot of damage in the Bahamas. I saw some video of that. It luckily missed Puerto Rico, thank God, considering what those people have gone through. That's not to downplay anybody else having to go through it, just that Puerto Rico is barely almost back on their feet, not even quite.
There are literally parts of their electrical grid being held together with duct tape.
Yeah.
No exaggeration.
Yeah. So for them to have to get hit with that again would have been, I don't know what would have happened. It would have just been too much. Now, I say all this because I think it is important to gauge the president's response. Now, obviously, the president has a significant amount of investment as far as Florida is concerned with this. So, you know, he's had Mar-a-Lago for quite some time, since like the late 80s, early 90s, when he was fucking girls with Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, I'm
that's
not
true.
Wrong.
I'm not wrong. No, that's true. I forgot that our president is a rapist of children.
Yeah.
That's right.
With another,
you have to remind people of that him and his buddy raped kids together.
Yeah.
Anyway,
really,
moving along.
That's probably why he's so angry, right? All the time, because he hasn't like had a chance to really get his dick wet on kids for a while. You fucking sick bastard. Because I imagine Secret Service looks down on that. Oh, we not in the hour mark yet? Sorry. I was off last week, guys. I'm raring to go. You ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till we get to one of these other topics. So here's Trump's response.
Say, why are you doing hour two content in hour one?
Right, exactly. Oops. More on that maybe in the future. I'm not sure. So here's audio of Trump's response when talking about Category 5 Hurricane Dorian. And we'll come back with some information.
Not sure. I'm not sure that I've ever even heard of a Category 5. I knew it existed, and I've seen some Category 4s. You don't even see them that much. But a Category 5 is something that I don't know that I've ever even heard the term. Other than I know it's there. That's the ultimate, and that's what we have, unfortunately.
Your president is a Cat 5 fucking dunce. Like, he really is. I don't know if I've ever heard of a Category 5. What? There's been 4 Category 5s during his presidency.
I got the quotes if you want them.
Yeah, please do.
September 14th, 2017. It actually hit the keys with it was a Category 5. I never even knew a Category 5 existed. September 28th, 2017. So we've never seen it. It actually touched down as a Category 5. People have never seen anything like that. October 19th, 2017. But then I got hit dead center, if you look at the maps, by a Category 5. Nobody has heard of a 5 hitting land. May 8th, 2019, I've just come across the Tyndall Air Force Base where I saw the devastating effects of that Category 5 hurricane. Category 5. Never heard about a Category 5 before. A Category 5 is big stuff. And then yesterday, as you played, I'm not sure I've ever even heard of a Category 5. I knew it existed. I've seen some Category 4s. You don't even see them that much, but a Category 5 is something that I don't know if I've ever even heard the term other than that I know it's there. That's the ultimate, and that's what we have, unfortunately.
Yeah, your president is a retard. I'm sorry. What? He said he didn't know what a Category 5 was 5 times. Who is he, Booker T? Like, come on, man. Wow. Wow, that is amazing. And it's weird, like he glitches, right? He glitched five different times, the same exact glitch.
Every time a category five happens, he's just baffled that such a thing could even exist.
What? Wow. Amazing.
Wow. I didn't even know it went up to category five.
I thought it was only category 3, 7, and then Glurbert. I didn't know anything. Oh my god, he's such an idiot.
Category infant trooping.
That's what I was talking about the other day. Kafefi is the fifth category. You all made fun of me years ago about that, but I was talking about a hurricane that was coming. Hurricane Kafefi. You're the idiots, liberal media. Lamestream media. Yeah, I don't know.
Is he dumb or is he lying? The classic question we always ask.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. How can someone be that dumb, though? How?
I don't know.
It's impossible for me to believe that a sentient human orifice like him could not remember that he said this five times.
So he caused a panic yesterday. Because they thought it was going to hit Florida. They're thinking it's looking now like it's going to head up to the Carolinas. He caused a massive panic because he said it was going to hit Alabama, a place it is definitely not going to hit. And the people of Alabama lost their shit because it's full of morons who actually believe the president from time to time. And the emergency services in Alabama had to calm down their entire state, who was freaking out about a hurricane who is coming, a hurricane in which is going nowhere near them. But the moron, everything he says is true.
Glurbert's coming, boys.
It's a category infant trooper. That's my impression of
of an Alabama citizen.
Yeah, that's our impression of Juwan.
Yeah, no, that's accurate. That seems about right.
That's super accurate.
that's accurate.
Well, goddamn, man! Time to send some stories about spiders to my favorite podcast.
Apparently, he sounds much like Larry the Cable Guy's impression of people from the South. He's insulting you, by the way, Southerners. He's insulting you.
Oh, I found a story about a Chinese guy put something weird in his dick. Gonna send that to my favorite podcast. Woo!
He says woo a lot. And he's a vegan, so like that's definitely true. All of that's true.
Right.
Oh my god. That's fucking hilarious.
I don't like meat, but I love guns and Donald Trump.
Hurricane infant trip. Holy shit. Oh man. Yeah, your president is a fucking Cat 5 disaster. Like he is all the way on his own. Holy shit.
Category 5. I've never heard of such a thing. I didn't know it could get that high.
two months from now, there'll be another one. He'd be like, what? A Cat 5? Holy shit.
Category 5. Never heard this before.
Like, yo, You know who Trump is, right? He's Arnold Schwarzenegger wearing the mask in Total Recall. Like he just keeps repeating like 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks until his head explodes and Putin comes out of the top of it. Like that's the reality that we're dealing with.
I've been dealing with this with my landlord's in his 70s and he's starting to head down that path. Not becoming a right wing dickhole. He's from Mexico. He's starting to slip into dementia. I can already tell.
Oh, that's
and
sad.
You get a lot of that. Yeah, but you get a lot of that retelling of the same story over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I just sit there and you told me this yesterday, but I'm just gonna play along and listen. And we had to start giving our rent checks to his wife because he would forget that he got them and shit like that.
Oh, man.
But, yeah. But this is what this reminds me of, is the beginning, you know, the early stages of dementia, where he's just surprised by information he clearly knows, right?
Yeah.
He has been told before, but it's completely, wow, who knew? And so, yeah, like, it's funny to make fun of him, but also, I believe he has an actual medical problem, and we should probably get him out of office.
Right.
Quickly.
You'd think. All right, let's...
If only there was an amendment for this. Maybe one in the 20s, mid-20s, somewhere around there.
A quarter of an amendment. Mm.
Sure, something along those lines that could help us in case our president was clearly debilitated.
Yep.
And shouldn't be in his job anymore.
The fact that the Republican Party can't tell when there's a guy with a mental, you know, the slipping mental faculties, not neurotypical, says a lot about them. It says a lot. Like, they couldn't tell Ronald Reagan was fucking bonkers. Like, they're just like, no, he's just interesting. Like, okay. Like, you guys can't tell your guy is that ship isn't moving as straight as it should be. Like, okay, all right. But it says a lot. It says a lot. If you can't tell, that, your ideology is either insane or none of you are very bright. So.
Yes. The answer is yes to that.
Yeah, exactly. The answer is yes. All right. Let's talk about Trump and a really super serious immigration issue. You put this story on the docket.
Yeah, we possibly have a resolution to this today before we started recording. But yeah, this is horrible.
Yeah,
we have medical deferments for people who are not citizens who are in this country and have severe medical problems. And there's some, like, there's one story going around of somebody that we invited to this country for the medical treatment. And they'd been here for 17 years. And then, yeah, there's people that, you know, it's like kids with cancer and shit, right?
Yeah. Or
we're
like,
allowing
spina bifida and shit like that, that they cannot get treatment in their home countries.
Yeah. Because a lot of people are from, like, third world countries that they don't even have treatment for this. And so it was a smaller, lesser known program, but we have a lot of people, and it's kids that we have allowed to stay in the country to receive life-saving medical treatment without which they will die.
Right.
And this horrible administration just saw that as a line item on a budget, exited out, sent all these people deportation orders, and gave them 33 days for some reason, to get out of the country or face deportation. Most of these people, that's a death sentence.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's been being covered by various outlets all week, and then as of today, they mercifully said, "Oh no, actually, we're not going to do that." But who knows? But this is as I said, it's the Raptors testing the fences. They're seeing what they can get away with, and
yeah, I agree with that.
And yeah, and it was. There was a little bit of like shifting blame back and forth, like because it was a program under Customs and Border Patrol, and they kicked it. They said, "Oh no, ICE is taking over this program. We're not getting rid of it." And ICE is like, "What? Damn. We don't do anything nice. What?
No, dude, we're not really into this. We're more into treating kids like garbage. Like that's in cages.
We have no altruistic purpose. What are you talking about?"
They're like, send those cancer kids to us. We'll put them in cages, but like, we're not gonna take care of them. Like, that's not really our thing.
Yeah. So, it's another thing that the backlash is pretty big and severe and immediate, and they backed down.
Yeah.
There was another one last week like that they backed off of.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Look, I think this might be one of, like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I am shocked that they were able to come up with a policy that is somehow worse than putting kids in cages.
Yeah.
Like, Like, dude, is this a movie? Like, are you trying to, like, one-up each other? Like, inside the administration, like, I bet I could be a bigger piece of shit. Whoa, have you heard of kids with spina bifida? Well, check this shit out. Like, what are you doing? Okay, let's take it on its face and then sort of jump back into actual reality. They're booting out kids with rare diseases that or ailments that they cannot get medical treatment in their home country, right? That's it on its face. Like, send these people home to do that. One, they're children. They have genetic disorders and things like that. It's not anybody's fault. Two, we're supposed to, not we, but the people who are resending this are the ones who, you know, covet themselves as like big Christians in this country. Three, they're kids. What the fuck is wrong with you? Four, okay, you have an immigration issue and you're like, we need to lower immigration. Yo, this is not the way to do it. Like, you know, you could boot out all these fucking Europeans who come here too, right? Who just fly over and just overstay their visas. That's 50% of immigration in this country. But you don't want to do anything to them. But you'll toss a person who is trapped in a wheelchair and, you know, and has all of these horrible ailments, you'll toss that person. Like, the idea that the Republican Party latches on to this Christian shit is crazy.
Well, it doesn't line up with anything that they say, right? Because for one, I just care about illegal immigration. Well, these people were here legally. You are making them illegal, right? I care about crime or people taking my job. These are kids in hospital beds.
Yeah, they're not taking anything from you.
Right, so they're not a danger to you. They're not going to take your job.
Right.
It's just racism.
Like, it's naked.
I don't want to pay for that brown kid to live. That's all it is. That's it.
I just don't understand, like, in your quiet moments as a Christian, how you could. Well, one, you're not going to read that story because Trump supporters don't fucking read. Do you just go, yeah, this doesn't seem right?
No, like, you don't have exactly any of that? Because if this is true that they're now going back on it after the pushback, you're going to get this because I've run into fucking people like this. They're going, oh, no, they're not getting rid of that program. That's fake news.
Yeah.
That was fake. Yeah, that's actually fake. They kept the program, so that's fake.
Yeah, like, no, they changed. And that's one thing that they do that really pisses me off is they will roll out this shit. They'll get a massive amount of pushback and then they'll go, oh, well, we didn't plan on ever doing it. Like, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Why are you so afraid to stand up for the shit that, you know, that you said you were going to do? I just.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing with our next story we're going to get to. And I've run into people going, because they're like, oh, no, actually, no, they misspoke.
They no, misspoke.
You sent out the fucking deportation orders. You sent them to, you know, little kids in hospital beds saying, we're going to send you back to fucking Honduras where they don't have the treatment for this, and you're going to die. We are sending you a piece of paper that says, take your kid out of our country so that they can go die somewhere else.
Right.
We sent that paper. Our government sent that paper. America did that. That's being done in your name.
I just don't get it. I truly do not fucking understand how, as a Christian, you think that that's okay. And look, I'm not Christian, but I don't understand how Christians support this shit. I don't. Or anyone, by the way. Like, they're kids. They're kids with fucking diseases that they're going to die from if you don't help them. Well, it's not our problem, bro. Bitch, you every year you go to a fucking building and talk about some dumb fuck narrative about a magical kid who was raised in a barn, who was born in a fucking barn. Well, we gotta help them. We gotta help everybody. Oh, really? Except for fucking real life brown kids? But mystical, magical brown kids? Oh, that's fine. Oh, right. Jesus was white, right? Like, he was from England. Is that what we're pushing now? Like, it's bullshit. I just don't, like, I honestly, like, and I truly, truly feel like this. I would love to have a conversation with a right-wing person who claims to be religious who supports this shit. If you know one, please let me know. I would love to have you on the show because I would love to talk to you about this. How the fuck do you, how does this jive? And I don't want to talk to somebody who's like, well, I'm against this, but I support Trump. No, I want you to defend this policy. I want you to defend putting kids in cages, that policy. You talk about, oh, you give a fuck. You don't give a fuck about these things. So what that tells me is your religion is all bullshit. Either your religion is bullshit or your fake, like, public belief in that religion is bullshit, which is more likely it. It's all bullshit.
Yeah, only 25% in most recent polling of evangelical Christians support taking in refugees. 25%.
That's your entire religion is based on that. Your entire religion.
There's over 100 verses in the Bible about taking in fucking refugees.
Yeah, but they weren't talking about, like, I mean, God didn't know about Trump, right? Trump. He's the second coming, bro.
The big one they were talking about was Syrians, who are literally the people from the Bible. Most of the Bible took place right there.
Yeah, but that's, they don't look like the Jesus I had painted in the Midwest.
Yeah, most of the people from, like, you know, Palestine and Syria that really need your help, they look like Jesus did.
Well, I personally would argue, no, they don't, because Jesus isn't real, but that's my own thing.
All your favorite Bible characters came.
All your favorite Bible characters
came from right there.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I'm serious, I just don't get it. It makes me super angry to even.
There's
think
a
that.
A lesser talked about story, but it's still fucking infuriating. We sent back Iraqi Christians that we took in because they're a religious minority over there, and we let a bunch into the country so they didn't get killed, right?
Yeah.
We sent them back.
Yeah,
gave
fuck them
deportation orders.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Them. Get out of here.
Which, yeah, if you, I know that Christians in America like to pretend that they're persecuted, but Christians in Iraq actually, like, are.
Yeah, you know? Super. Like, yeah, that is so fucking real.
Yeah. So we've sent a bunch of Iraqi Christians and other countries as well, where Christians are actually a religious minority. We sent them back to possibly die because they're the wrong color, because this is about racism. And anyone who tells you it's not about racism, they're lying or they're stupid.
Yes.
Because it's about racism is what it is.
Yeah.
It's about trying to make this country as white as possible.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I only care about illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. So somebody who got a travel, you know, a migrant visa to cross Mexico legally and came to our country and made an asylum claim, which is legal. You still call them an illegal and take their fucking children away.
Yeah, but I feel like you're making a fatal mistake, which is not understanding that illegal immigrant really just means brown.
It
doesn't mean anything else.
It's a meaningless term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just care about the illegals. Well, you call people illegal that have committed no crime. So it has nothing to do with the law, which, by the way, side note, fuck the law. But also,
yeah,
in this case, it has nothing to do with the law. That's one of them. Is it legal or is it moral? Because they are often not the same thing.
Yeah, well, that if you want to have a really dumbfounded conversation, yeah, talk to a conservative about the difference between the moral choice and what the legal choice is. Like the legal right thing and the moral right thing. It's fascinating. Would you steal bread? No, because it's wrong. Oh, so you just let your family starve? Yeah. All right. Well, you're a fucking idiot then. Like, no. Yeah.
There are a few laws I wouldn't break.
Yeah.
To take care of my family.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't take my kid out of the country and go to another country illegally. I would. If they were trying to murder my kid, yeah, I would. Yeah, fuck that.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. 100% risk it. You're crazy. Then you don't care about your kid. That's all it tells me. You don't give a fuck about your kid. No. I will go to the ends of the earth. Like, nah, fuck that. I will even go down to Alabama and fight off hurricane infant trooping. Like, nah, get out of here. I'll get off.
If you were in danger and the only way you could protect your family was to go to Alabama, you would do it.
Reluctantly, but yes. Yeah, I'm just fucking with you guys. Not really. No, Alabama is not the least. That's I would go to Alabama before many other states, though. I will say that. Many others. Texas being one of them.
Interesting. Really?
Yeah. Because I feel like it's a lot for me. I got to, like, Texas is like a, Texas is like a, like a blow pop. Like, I got to get through a lot of garbage to get to the great center, which is like Austin.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you could probably hang in like Austin or something.
Yeah, Austin would be all right. Yeah, it seems cool. But I got to like drive through Dallas. Fucking.
No, and actually Dallas, I don't think Dallas is that bad either. Most of the cities.
Look, as a black man, I don't want to be in any city with a bunch of white people wearing cowboy hats. I don't trust it. I just
don't. Here's what I'm saying. If for whatever reason you decide to visit Texas, fly into whichever city you're visiting. That's all I'm saying.
I've driven through Texas. Quickly. Quickly. Welcome to Big Sky Country, baby. Woo! Like, all right, I gotta go. This is enough of me.
Yeah. Flying into Dallas, you should be fine. Flying into Houston, you know, whatever. You'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah, Houston is... Houston's black as fuck. Texas. Micah and I did a couple layovers in Dallas, I believe. Coming back from
airports, ridiculous.
Yeah, it's huge. But we did a couple of layovers, and you know, it was like these two black dudes. Boy, did we stand out! Fucking Dallas airport. Like, hey, boy, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, just coming from Comic-Con in San Diego. Just please leave us alone. Yeah, it was, Dallas was weird. It was fucking really weird. It was really, really white. So no thanks.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about, the administration giving the middle finger to, some good old Americans as well.
Yeah.
Federal workers, children born abroad may not receive automatic citizenship. Now, this was, a lot of this was, I guess, like half reported, misreported. Administration kept changing what they were saying, which I think is more of what was going on.
Yeah, yeah. They just changed it because you can find the actual initial quote from the spokesperson who put it out there. It's not like it wasn't a rumor. It wasn't misreported. It was a direct quote. And then they changed their mind when they saw how bad of a reaction it was getting.
Yeah, because they saw the hashtag... what was it? Trump hates vets or some shit. Yeah. Trump hates the military. I was like, yikes. Yeah, you guys might want to make a fucking left turn on that one, buddy. So let's talk about what the original intent was, which was that people who had children abroad who were in the military or working for the American government, If they had a child abroad, whether with a non-citizen or with a current American citizen, their child would not be automatically a United States citizen, which has been the law for quite some time. I believe back during like the Panama Canal or something like that. Back then, I think it was established as a law. Like, if you were born on a military base, you were, in fact, an American citizen.
Yeah, that's my wife's brother-in-law. Sister's husband.
Yeah.
But that's literally his story. His dad was a Marine, was stationed in South Korea, knocked up a Korean woman, because that's what you do. And and he was an American citizen, even though he was born in Korea.
Yeah.
To a Korean woman.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The idea of even two American citizens having kids, and then their kid not being an American citizen is crazy. Like, that's a crazy statement. But I think this one, of all of the terrible, despicable things that the Trump administration has done, the initial one, the initial version of this is its most clever, right? Because the fact of the matter is, if you and your wife were two military people and she got knocked up and you had your kids on a military base, yeah, they might not become American citizens automatically, but you put in the paperwork, they approve it, right? There's no reason for them not to. But what it does is, like you said, with your brother-in-law, it's a way to take his kid, who is half American citizen, half non-American citizen, and say no. So right. It's a mechanism aimed to keep pure Americans in and quote-unquote half Americans out, right? Because then they would be like, I don't know. They might have ties to Korea or something like that. They might still be mad at us about the Korean War. So they'll come with some bullshit excuse, and then they'll bounce. Right. But they'll say, oh, well, the procedure is the same for everybody.
Angry blood in there that makes you hate America or something.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is probably their most clever move. Of course, it backfired immediately.
And you know goddamn well who this would get used on. The military, for one, is disproportionately compared to the rest of the population of the United States. It's disproportionately people of color,
right?
And then also we have a lot of our boys in the military going up and knocking up women from other countries.
Yeah.
So you know, you just fucking know what they're gonna do with this.
Yeah. No, they're gonna absolutely use it to be like, no, those kids aren't fucking citizens. Sorry.
Right. Yeah. Based on what?
Well, their dirty brown skin. I mean,
yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, but that's
and
what it is.
Everyone's gonna pretend it's not. Yeah. Everyone's gonna pretend it's not that. But that's that.
Oh, if make you look no mistake.
At a whole, at every immigration move that they make is all about making this country whiter.
Yeah.
It all comes down to that. Every single one of them.
Right. Because
so of course this will be used for that.
Right. Because make no mistake, if fucking G.I. Joe knocks up a Swedish woman and they have a kid, no, that kid's getting in. Like, they don't give a fuck. Yeah,
right in.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, look at his blue eyes. He's beautiful. Just bring him in. G.I. Joe got, what's this woman's name? Rosa? No, I don't think so. Nice try. Nice try. Like, nice try getting your son Jose in here. No, too brown, too brown. Yeah, it's a mechanism by which you can allow more white kids into the population and throw out more brown kids. That's just a fact. It's just a fact.
Sergeant Jackson and the mother of his child, Miss Ramirez. Nope. That's it.
Yeah, no, they are 100% using the does this last name sound too ethnic? like Porchenko. That sounds pretty Eastern Bloc. Come on in. Yeah.
But yeah, it was just automatic.
Yeah. And it should be, by the way. Like you're in the military, dude. Like if you want to get your weasel greased on a foreign land and you know, somebody gets pregnant, it is what it is. You're over there doing America's business and giving somebody right. America's business. So like, that's fine.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's not like I went to Chad because I really wanted to hang out in Chad. It was my country told me I had to go to Chad and I had my kid while I was over there.
Yeah. His name is Chad.
Nope. And his name is Chad. Yeah, nobody wants to go to Chad.
No, it's a really, really dangerous place. Crazy.
And so hot.
Yeah. Don't name your kid Chad if he's from Chad. That's weird. So, yeah, we'll see. They pretended like, oh, no, we never supported this. And I loved reading one of our listeners on his page. Like his military idiot friends, and they're just like, no, bro, I looked this up on militarywtf.com, and they said it's not real. Oh, really? It's a solid fucking choice for data gathering, you fucking moron.
Yeah, yeah. And this is what happens. They take the most recent statement after 9 corrections and go, nope, see, this is what the story is. You fake news. And you're like, okay, here's the actual fucking quote from what the actual fucking
and that guy just ignored it. He was like, sorry, bro, fake news. Fake news, bro. We got you, bro. Fake news, baby. Like, that's it.
Well, that's their go-to. When everyone is lying all the time, and you can just take the most recent version of something they said, and then when somebody else takes an earlier version, they're like, no, that's not real. They never said
that's
that.
That's not real.
It's like the fucking Muslim ban. This is what he does with everything. He started at, we're going to ban all Muslims from entering the United States. Yep. And it got whittled down until it was an acceptable enough version for those pieces of shit at the Supreme Court to go, yeah, that sounds fine.
Yeah, you can't say all Muslims. Just these 6 countries? Yeah, that's perfect.
I mean, clearly it's not about an attack on a religion. They threw North Korea in there. That's enough for me. We're morons.
Really? How many flights are coming out of North Korea?
Yeah, I can't fucking believe that shit worked on them.
Oh, I can.
What is it? Obvious religious discrimination. And then they go, oh, and North Korea. Oh, okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Dude.
Hit the gavel, John. It's fine. 5-4. Supreme Court.
It's like if the Supreme Court was run by Tim Ryan with his douche fucking hat on. We got it, bro. It's fine. Like, come on.
Yeah, the Supreme Court is just, we want you to come back with a version that we can at least pretend it's not about what it's about.
What if we put North Korea? Nailed it.
Put North Korea. A bunch of Muslim countries and North Korea. Boom. Not religious now.
even by the way, even our allies. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The
fuck.
Fine by me. I'm John Roberts. Stamp. Do whatever you want. I'm an asshole.
That's a pretty solid John Roberts impression. It's my court now. Ugh. You are the fucking
worst. Sounds good to me. How about you, Sam? You're so good to me, so John. What about you, Brett? Bro! Cake stands, bro. I love beer. Approve everything. We're idiots.
I love that to imagine, like, the reimagining of the right wing part of the court as just a bunch of dude bros just getting fucking smashed on cheap beer. I like beer. I've always liked beer. I still like beer. Shut up, Brett.
What's going to be our verdict on this one? I don't know. What's Trump want to do? Cool. We'll go with that.
Yeah, what's that fucking bookworm Nancy Pelosi think? Like, fuck you.
Fuck her, bro.
Yeah. My God.
I don't know. What's fucking that lame grandma Ruth Bader Ginsburg saying? Say the opposite of what she says.
Exactly. That's pretty much it.
In your face, Jew.
There's no way Brett Kavanaugh hasn't yelled that at some point in his fucking career. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Ugh. Fucking Supreme Court. What the fuck are we doing?
That's the thing about the Supreme Court is we don't actually know. There's no recording.
Yeah, I really hate that, by the way.
All we get is their official writing. So we don't, that, as far as we know, that is an accurate portrayal of what happens.
Yeah, no, and I'm going with that, by the way. I am sticking with Brett Kavanaugh yells exactly like that. 100%. All right, let's talk about how the good people of Texas has stopped another mass shooting. Oh, right. They didn't. The good guys with a gun didn't prevent 7 people from being killed, 22 more people being injured, as a 36-year-old, stop me if you heard this, white man has pulled out an AR-15 and then just started shooting people.
Wait. What?
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
I was about to ask, which Hispanic country he came here from.
Yeah, no, fresh off the boat from Odessa, Texas. His name is Seth. He's really white. He's really, really white.
That is a very white
name. Yeah, it is. The Seth I knew in high school had really bad teeth. Ugh, it's so gross. So yeah, this piece of shit was killed by police during the shooting rampage. He had been fired from his job at the Journey Oilfield Services, and after a disagreement, according to Odessa Police Chief Michael Girk, the shooting rampage, which appears to have been random, ended with obviously this guy getting murdered. He had, and again, stop me if you've heard this, he had an AR-15, an AR-15 style rifle, which allowed him to kill a ton of people really fast.
Yeah, that's an option that literally everyone has.
Now,
yeah, just if you want to kill a whole bunch of people, just you can. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
It's easy to do.
Why not? Right? So says sure. Texas. Now, here's the thing.
No, so says everywhere. So says everywhere. If you want to kill a lot of people in this country, you just can. We're not stopping you.
I have to wonder if at some point we just go, yeah, all right. Like, come on, guys. What are we doing? You know, guns don't kill people. People kill people. Yeah, people with guns. They have guns, but they could kill you with a knife. Could you think you could take down 22 people or you think you could stab 22 people with a knife? You think you could kill 7 people with a knife before being stopped? I bet you couldn't. There's what, 7 or 8 of us in TMP Studios? If we were all standing in a room and someone came in with a knife and started just like immediately trying to stab everyone, I bet they couldn't kill one of us before the rest of us just jumped on them and beat them halfway to death. I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
You might get to stab somebody. You might even stab 2 people in the tussle. You're not going to kill 7 people in that room. No fucking way. Like, none of us are trained fighters. I'm going to fuck you up, though. I can tell you that.
Yeah. All of the big guys are gonna hold you still, and Jay will uppercut you in the taint.
Yeah.
And
as you deserved. Until you pass out. I'm just keep hitting you. But like the idea that guns are not the problem is just fucking weird. How can you possibly say that at this point? We've had, what, 3 mass shootings in less than a little over a week?
No, just that you've heard of.
Right, that have made national news. And they've all been AR-15s, I'm pretty sure. Or the vast majority of them.
Well, the ones you don't hear about, because they do count, like, I believe it's where 4 people get shot as a mass shooting.
Right.
The ones you hear about are the ones where everyone dies or it's way more than 4 people, and you get that kind of, you get those kind of numbers when you have an AR-15 or a similar type weapon.
Right.
Yeah, they're more fatal, and you can shoot more people. It's a thing that we do not need.
Not by any means. We really, really don't. And it's just like, how many times are we going to do the same fucking dance? Thoughts and prayers. My bad. If only there was a solution. Video games are the problem. Mario Kart is causing this. You know, some other bullshit excuse. It's the music. It's not having prayer in schools. It's everything except for the one thing that is obvious. The thing that's used to kill people is the problem. The prevalence of these weapons is the problem.
Yeah, and everyone has the option to do it. So you're just counting on everyone in society to not do it. It'd be like you're in a room, and in the center of a room is a red button that you could push that kills everybody in the room. And everybody just kind of mills about and goes about their business, and you just kind of hope that nobody pushes that button. But at any point, anyone could push the button.
Yeah, and somebody's going to push the button.
And somebody at some point is going to decide they have nothing to live for, or they hate everyone else in that room, and they're going to push the button. Right. And that's what society is now. is somebody just needs to decide, fuck it, I want to kill a bunch of people, and they just can.
Yeah. Yeah, look, at the same time, one day after this this shooting, Texas passed a law that basically said, hey, fuck it. You can carry guns on school grounds and in churches. How the fuck? All right. House Bill 1387 loosens restrictions on how many armed school marshals a school district can have. You can have guns in foster homes now. You can have weapons in an apartment. House Bill 302 bans homeowners or landlords of rental properties from prohibiting residents from lawfully possessing, carrying, transporting, or storing firearm ammunition on their property. Firearms in places of worship. You know, if you need to be packing when you go to church, there's something fucking wrong with you. Like, it really, really is. Like, I need to be able to bust a cap in this fucking pastor's ass unless I get whatever I got coming to me via prayer, I guess. Yeah, it's just fucking weird. It's just super fucking weird that we're doing this. Like, these people were just killed. And they're like, I don't know. Let's have guns in churches and schools, you fucking morons. What's wrong with you? But yeah, they're going to do it because Texas, and don't mess with Texas, I guess. I don't get it. It's fucking dumb. All right, let's talk about the debate.
Yes. We have we've passed the deadline for finding out who are the 10 people. And it wasn't going to be 10. It was anybody who met the qualifications, but it happened to be 10.
Tulsi Gabbard is mad.
Yes, we have 10 people who will be participating in the next debate. If it had gone over 10, then they would have split it into, I assume, a night of 6 and 5.
Ugh.
But, yeah. So, a couple notable people that we didn't want to make it didn't. Tulsi didn't make it. I don't know, though. We were huge fans of her.
The answer is no.
Tom Steyer thankfully didn't make it.
Suck my dick, Tom Steyer. Good. Fuck that billionaire asshole. Stop trying to buy your way in, you prick.
Here's what's annoying about Tom Steyer.
Yes?
Aside from all of it. His big thing, his main concern, other than Trump is bad, get rid of Trump, he's very concerned about climate change. Is there not anything else you could do with your money to try to help fight?
Yeah, but he's also a fucking arrogant prick. So he thinks that him and him alone, he's the only fucking solution.
Why didn't he dump a gajillion dollars into the Jay Inslee campaign or something?
You would think. I mean, frankly, Inslee had a better chance of winning than he ever did.
For sure. Or somebody who is prioritizing climate change, like, Bernie or Warren or most of them, actually.
Yeah,
probably
fucking have. All of them. Like,
fucking all of them, yeah.
Yeah. So... Yeah. I don't know. I'm glad he didn't make it in. I saw Comrade Gibbard out there fucking bitching and moaning about how it's rigged and it's unfair. Bitch, you knew about the polls months ago. Months ago. You're now making waves about it and complaining about it because you didn't make it. Good. I'm glad you didn't make it. You're a fucking human bot. Fuck off.
And Bennett, who I don't dislike, he was also complaining about the process, how it's unfair or whatever, because he didn't make it. But
you didn't make it because you're not fucking popular with anyone who matters.
Well, okay, so look at the people who made it. Okay, so here's your top 10. It's they're your only 10, sorry. The 10 that we'll be debating: Joe Biden, Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, Julian Castro, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Andrew Yang. So the process didn't just reward, you know, people who were already hugely popular politicians. The mayor of South Bend, Indiana made it in.
Right.
Andrew Yang, who even really knew who that was before he started running for president. He'd never held public office before. He was just a guy with an idea.
Right.
Like, I would argue that that sort of makes the point that the process works better, that, you know, a big, like, being a senator is a big deal. There's only 100 of them. Being a governor is an even bigger deal. There's only 50 of them, you know? And somebody who's not any of those people managed to surpass all of them. I think that sort of speaks more for a system that allows, you know, lesser known candidates to catch fire via this process. I don't know. Well, what do you think about it?
I mean, I think that's the right point, right? Like, it's really hard to make an argument that the system is unfair with Andrew Yang doing as well as he's doing. Like, come on. Right. Like, it's just bullshit. The fact of the matter is, someone like Tulsi Gabbard isn't popular. She stunk in the debates. When they asked her something about equal pay, she immediately pivoted to the military because she has no fucking platform. She doesn't. Oh,
isn't Yang like in the number 6 position on the debate stage too?
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah. It's the center. We'll get to the two center candidates. Then you got Bernie and Harris just outside of them. And then Buttigieg and Andrew Yang just outside of them. So technically, yeah, Buttigieg is like, Andrew Yang is in like 5th, 6th place, right? Like,
yeah, and Buttigieg is in the other one.
Right.
Which again, he's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
Who the fuck is Pete Buttigieg? Like,
right.
Like, yeah. he was an unknown person. I mean, in fairness to the Democrats, like, yeah, you got a couple of people hanging on who, I mean, look, the fact that Amy Klobuchar is there is kind of amazing. I mean, not to be rude, but she's, as far as popularity is concerned, as a congressperson, like, she's a backbencher. She just is. Like, nobody gives a fuck about what Amy Klobuchar has to say about anything. Not really. She's a backbencher who works, you know, behind the scenes to get shit done. But she's not like an out in front person. But she's on the stage. So
no, she's very popular in her home state, though.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised. But what I'm saying is, outside of that, she made it through the 23 candidates to actually be recognized as a viable person in this top 10. So I would argue Klobuchar.
And all she had to do was go on Rachel Maddow every week for the last 5 years.
Just for the love of God, Rachel, promote me.
Notice me.
Or I will beat one of you with a comb. But yeah, I think Andrew Yang proves that the system works. I think Pete Buttigieg proves that the system works as well. Look, again, Tulsi Gabbard, I don't know if she's like reading her own bot retweets and thinking they're real, but she suffers from the idea of astroturfing. Like, she doesn't have like major fucking support. It's just that she gets retweeted by a bunch of bots, and then like weird white supremacists and shit really like her for some fucking reason. Like, David Duke is like, oh, they should take another look at Tulsi Gabbard. She's great. And I'm like, what the fuck? All right. No. Susan Sarandon's trifling asses out there. Oh, being unfair to Tulsi. Shut up. You still can't admit like a fucking adult that you were wrong about 2016. No one should listen to Susan Sarandon about anything. Anything. At all. Fuck Susan Sarandon. She is point proven to be just one of the classic white liberals who just cannot get out of their own way and admit that they were fucking wrong, and they put people of color in fucking harm's way with their bullshit. So no, fuck that woman, dude.
Really annoys me because I can't even enjoy Bull Durham anymore.
Right. Luckily, she has a daughter who's really hot. So that's fine. Who has huge boobs, just like her mother. God bless. It's true. I'm pretty sure she took her top off on that show, Californication. It's pretty great.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah. So let's talk about the top four. You got Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, and then in the center, Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren.
That's fucking interesting,
dude. You wanna watch a freak out in real time? Bernie supporters on Reddit are losing their fucking minds. Any positive article about Elizabeth Warren? Did you know she was a Republican in the 90s? Did she vote for any Republican policies or supporting of it? No, but Bernie's been doing it for 30 years. Like, dude, they're freaking out. They're freaking out. They're already calling it rigged again. The media's rigging it against Bernie. No one ever talks about Bernie's crowds. Bernie, Bernie, Bernie. Poor Bernard. Nah, yo. I don't give a fuck about that. Joe Biden right next to Elizabeth Warren. But more importantly, Joe Biden sandwiched between Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren is fucking devastating, dude. They're just gonna be doing high fives over his dead political corpse the entire time. And I cannot wait for this.
He's got Warren on one side, Sanders on the other. That's gonna be so much fun to watch.
Dude, I can't wait for this. I am so excited for this debate. This one's gonna be good. This is gonna be really good.
I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
They should bring Phil Collins out to do that one part. Yes, because that's the part everyone knows.
Elizabeth Warren built her career in defiance of Joe Biden's bullshit.
Yeah, no, there is video of them fucking going at it, man. And even he had to concede, she's really fucking smart. Yeah, dude, she's not a fucking dum-dum at all.
Yeah, and to address that point that you brought up, she's from a family of Oklahoma conservatives. She was a Republican. And the last Republican that she voted for, though, was Gerald Ford in 76. So if you want to hold that against her, I guess you can.
Yeah.
How dare you not vote for Jimmy Carter?
Yeah.
But she's been on your team since then, and I guess didn't officially change her registration till later. But
right, like
I don't know that mattered as much back then.
No, it didn't, because politics wasn't as like crazy. I mean, I guess you could say, well, you know, Ford was Nixon's VP, and also like granted, but that is not the same time as now, right? Like to register as a Republican now puts you in line with a lot of really dirtbag anti-human policies, I would argue. Also, she never advocated for any of these like horrendous, like anti-gay or any of that. None of that. Like, none of it. She never advocated for any of that. Now, if she had, those are perfectly fine criticisms. Like, that's my criticism of Tulsi Gabbard, right? She advocated calling gay folks demanding, you know, equal marriage under the law, the gay mafia or homosexual terrorists.
Homosexual extremists.
Thank you. That's a very different thing than just being like, I voted for Gerald Ford. Okay.
Right. I voted for Gerald Ford in 1976. But she does have a 25 plus year public record of being more progressive than the Democratic Party at large.
Yeah. But don't worry about this. Those pesky facts are really fucking annoying, man.
No, this is going to be the same stupid shit as people like holding like Hillary Clinton being a Goldwater girl when she was 15 against her. Like, nope, no one ever grows.
Yeah, like, come on. That's
your political beliefs are locked in.
Yeah, when you're 15 versus you as a fucking 55-year-old adult. Like, come on, man. That's stupid. So
it's especially hilarious with Clinton, because she went to college, went to fucking Wellesley, became a giant hippie, and was part of the McGovern campaign. So that's not even like a gradual thing.
Yeah, dude.
That was immediate.
Yeah, she took four.
I tried weed once.
And now
I want George McGovern to be the president.
Yeah, like she went fucking completely the other way. Like, don't. Yeah, if you have to go back to when someone was like 15 years old, like, come on, man. That's pretty silly. Like that's silly. But yeah, to put Warren up there, Look, I know there's plenty of Bernie folks who support both Bernie and Warren, and I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people who clearly are still very much in this Bernie or bust thing. And when you corner them and ask them, will they vote for someone else? They won't answer you, right? I've seen it happen.
There's reasonable people who fully believe in the agenda of Bernie Sanders and have legitimate and valid critiques of Elizabeth Warren and her platform and things that they think she doesn't go far enough with or things that they think Bernie has a better take on. And that's totally cool.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
That is totally fine. That is totally legitimate. I don't like the Reddit bro bullshit. Oh, she was a Republican once. Can't trust her. Like, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's really dumb. So hopefully, hopefully we see some sparks fly. By the way, my supposition for the September 12th debate, this is when Biden falls out of first place and it's over for good. That's it. In the waning days after this debate, that's going to be it. That's going to be it. This is going to be like, he better have a performance of a fucking lifetime. If he doesn't, that's it. He's gone from the front runner spot. He's gone. It's over. And then at that point, it's Bernie and Warren fighting it out.
Yeah, I would advise, if they are listening, which I know they are, I would advise Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to stay in lockstep like they did last time.
Yep, I agree.
Because, right now you have to... Yeah, Biden's still number one. He's been faltering in a couple polls. There was a Monmouth poll that showed him in third this week, but that seems like it was an outlier.
Yeah, but he's down 13 points, which is crazy.
Yeah, in the average overall. But yeah, there's some, he's looking shakier and shakier, and nobody's come up more than Warren in this whole deal. And so, if I was them, I would go ahead and try to take Biden out.
Yeah.
And get everybody else in on it too. It benefits literally everyone on that stage to have Joe Biden out of the way.
Yeah. No, they need him gone. If they can get him gone, look, Biden dropping to like fourth place, and him constantly trying to get back, that Pete and Harris, they move up very quickly. Mm-hmm. Yang starts to get in the mix, and he can get in the mix in, possibly fourth or fifth place. Like, that's not a bad place to be.
Even a more moderate candidate like Klobuchar, there is no path for Amy Klobuchar that does not involve Joe Biden being out of her way, because she's kind of coming up through the same lane, right?
Yeah.
So it would benefit her too. It benefits everyone on that stage for them to try to get Joe Biden out of there. So
now, who do you think is going to work way too hard to get Joe Biden the fuck out of there? He's going to shoot themselves in the foot. Booker.
He did well last time.
He did.
I think
he did.
But yeah, who's going to Kirsten Gillibrand themselves, you mean?
Yeah. Fucking just throw your head under the guillotine yourself.
Yeah. Who's on the outside corners of this thing? Castro's a little too smooth to fuck himself up.
No, Castro's not going to fuck himself up like that. I could see Harris coming off of a second debate that wasn't great for her. I could see her going ham at Joe Biden, because I could see her wanting to establish herself in the face of a Warren Sanders bloodbath, that she's going to want to try to step on Biden, maybe when he's weak, try to capture him. So
yeah, Castro just barely made the cut, by the way. So he's going to have to do something.
All right,
if he wants to stay in this thing.
Yeah, then he might. So. He might try to push a little bit heavier. Now, here's the thing. September 12th, I mean, it's not that long from now. You might still be able to make the topic of like the kids that we talked about earlier who have the diseases, that, these sort of fatal ailments that they have. He could make a strong argument for that, right? Like he argues often from the heart. Which is a powerful argument, and I think it works a lot of the times for him. He may bang on that, depending on what the topics are.
Because it's very genuine to him because
he's an immigrant.
You know, yeah. Well, he's not.
I mean,
he's
talking his parents about,
you know, yeah, people of members of his community and members of his family. Like, it's very personal to him.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, yeah, they're actual family members of his.
Yeah, it's
and other people in San Antonio. So it's not like you've seen the politician fake. I put this, you know, I really care about this. You know, it's not fake with Castro.
No, not at all. So we'll see. I'm dude. I have to tell you, after two fucking debates, where I was like, it's fucked up. Elizabeth Warren hasn't been able to debate Joe Biden. You know what? It's even better now because now she's debating him. Not from third or fourth place. She's debating him from basically the number two spot.
On equal footing, both sharing center stage.
Oh, man, this is going to... Yeah, because if she had gone... I mean, looking back, you know, hindsight being what it is, had she gone after him, like had to go up against him in the second debate or even the first debate, she would have still just been a small kid swinging at the bully, right? Or swinging at the big kid. Now, on equal footing, like you said... Her swinging at him is going to, those blows are going to land. It's like, oh shit, the number two person just fucking destroyed the number one person on stage. Can't wait. Can't fucking wait, dude. This is going to be so good. Because she hasn't really.
She got to practice by bouncing John Delaney's head off the pavement. Oof.
Look, I can tell you like this. If Joe Biden gives her one opening where she gets a line off like she did with John Delaney, like, I don't know why people even bother running if they, you know, tell you what they don't believe. Like, if she gets one of those off, it's over. It's over. Like, that's a death blow, dude. They're going to run that shit into the ground. They are. They're going to run it. They're going to run that. They're going to fucking Howard Dean Joe Biden to death. Yeah, if he fucks up a lot and ends up giving people openings in debates, if he does and she picks up on it, it's over. Like, that's it. That's it.
Yeah. It's very high pressure for him, and he is a gaffe machine. He is a gaffe machine as a young man.
Yeah.
Now he's 76. So it's only gotten worse. There is an opportunity here to completely knock Joe Biden out of this thing, I think.
Yeah.
Because part of the thing is that people think he's somebody who can stand up to Trump and win. And if he's made to look weak on that stage and like he can't handle an attack because he hasn't been like properly attacked hard. People would come after some policies, these things and, that he supported. But nobody's really tried to beat the shit out of Joe Biden.
Right.
That is what Donald Trump will do.
Yeah.
And if he can't withstand these rabbit punches of, you know, versions of attacks that he's getting now, then how do you think that's going to work out for you? You know?
Yeah. I got to tell you, man, you know, as much as people, oh, you know, like, and again, I don't hate Bernie. He's just not my choice. But one thing I have been incredibly disappointed in Bernie in this race, he couldn't effectively go after Joe Biden at all. He didn't. In that first debate, he didn't. And I'm like, yo, hit him. What the fuck? And he's like,
Bernie's not an attack dog, though.
No, he's not. But he's a tough talker on his own. But he doesn't go after people. Right. And that's fine. That's fine. I mean, it's kind of funny because, you know, he talks a big game, like about being so aggressive. But you're right. He's really not. But I'm interested to see Warren go after Biden, or more likely after Biden's policies, right? Like, she's not a person to go personal. But because she's run such a positive race, how she's going to thread the needle of like, let me smack this old white man around a little bit, but like without actually hitting him. You know what I mean? Right. That's going to be an interesting little dynamic.
But she doesn't even necessarily have to do that. She just needs to appear better than him while standing right next to him.
Well, that's right? True.
Like she could not mention him at all. And if he's a stammering mess and she is, you know, completely, you know, clear on everything she wants to do and how she wants to do it. And, you know, Biden's over there. Well, we need to, you know, bring the country to together. Unity. I'm like, okay, that's not a policy. You know,
that is a song that Rick James did. That's it.
What are you going to... We agree, Joe. Nazis are bad. What are you going to do about that, Joe?
Oof. Good night.
What's your idea to fix the Nazi problem? Not just like, geez, Nazis are bad. Yeah, I know, Joe. I'm aware.
Joe's response, I'm out of time. I believe my time is up.
And I don't dislike Joe Biden. I really don't.
I think Joe Biden is probably a pretty fun guy to be around, honestly.
For sure. But his entire reason for trying to be president is Nazis are bad. And I was friends with Barack Obama.
Have you heard of Barack?
Yeah.
He's my friend.
And did you see his ad that featured all of his family members who died tragically?
I refuse to watch it, honestly.
Yeah. So it worked up to a point, which was he was talking about how Donald Trump and the Republicans are trying to take people's health care away. And he had, like, genuinely, he's had some horrible things happen in his life. Like, when he was a young man, there was a car accident that killed, I think he had a daughter at one point, and his first wife died. And he was left as a single father to two sons. And then in 2016, no, 2015, his son, Bo, got cancer and died.
Right.
So he has a very personal message about healthcare that works really well. But then he slipped this little line in there, you know, we need to strengthen Obamacare, not try to take it away or take the whole thing down and start over. I'm like, oh, okay, Medicare for all. I get it. Yes. Medicare for all killed your son. You're right.
Yeah. No, it did.
I don't get the point of that argument.
No. Yeah, it's not a good one because it's not based in fucking... it's not based in reality. And when I hear Democrats make those kind of points, it feels very Republican to me. Like, yeah, I don't care for that.
Biden's argument is he couldn't imagine what it would be like, you know, for the final 6 months of his son's life if they said, oh, you're on your own, you don't have health care. And he uses that as an attack on a plan that gives health care to literally everyone.
Right, because what you're doing is you're making a Republican argument that they will poorly use come the general. Well, Medicare for all will take people's insurance away. Well, yeah, for some and give them better insurance. Yeah, but it takes my insurance away. How many times are we going to go through this, guys? Like, that's crazy, right? So, yeah, I don't like that argument because, one, it's poor. Two, it's very rooted in Republican logic, if that's
and
such
it,
a thing.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
No, of course not. I just said that.
Yeah.
It's based in Republican logic.
It's like, if a company came to you and said, hey, we want to hire you, to come work for us, and we're going to pay you twice as much as you make now. And somebody said, wow, I can't believe that company wants to take your job away.
They did. They do. They already
did. Right. They want to take you away from your job, so you don't have that job anymore. Like, yeah, but you're getting a better... Nope. They're taking your job away. I can't believe it. Like, that's as much sense as this makes.
Yeah.
It makes the same amount of sense as we would like to give you better health care. Wow. So you want to take away my current health care, huh? Wow. What a dick. It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, you voted for this. This is your guy. This is the guy.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
I don't know. Again, I'll be first in line to vote.
Oh, I'll be wearing my Diamond Joe trucker hat.
I'll be there with in aviators with an ice cream cone in my hand.
Go Joe.
But I'd rather he not be the nominee.
Yeah, I would rather not have to make that choice. Thanks. Thank you very much.
And the other ones we haven't even really talked about, Beto O'Rourke needs to do something here.
Yeah. He better fucking do something.
And he's been real fired up. Granted, there was a terrorist attack on his hometown, so understandable. But he needs to bring that energy to this thing because he's not made much of an impact here.
I think he's doing this cursing thing a little much. I think It seems a little forced. But
I don't know. That especially right after it happened, that seems pretty genuine.
Yeah, right after it happened. I mean, I don't know. Like, to me, like, Beto, I get it, but I can see where that's going to wear thin on people. And I'd slow down. I personally think he needs to just drop out, because I don't think, especially after this next debate, I think it's going to be painfully obvious that he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, if he can't make an impact here, the more time he spends on a doomed presidential campaign is more time that he could be spending on a possibly successful Senate campaign. So right. It's not that I don't think Beto's voice is important. I just don't think he's going to win this. So it's pointless. Yeah. So he should go after something he has a better shot at.
Right. And we need the Senate. So if you could just do that, that'd absolutely be great.
Yeah. And it's not a slam dunk, right? It's not going to be easy.
But hell no, it's fucking Texas, dude. Kidding?
Yeah, but I mean, you got a better shot at that than you do at this.
Undoubtedly.
We lost a few in the time since we last recorded, because I believe we talked about Hickenlooper.
We did.
We have since lost, unfortunately, who I thought was a really strong candidate, just never quite got the traction, but everybody liked him. It just wasn't his time. Seth Moulton.
What the fuck is a Seth Moulton?
No, Seth Moulton didn't qualify for any debate, and he's going to go back and run for his seat in the House again.
Good. Is he popular?
Which is fine. Not particularly in the party, because he was one of the people who was trying to mount a centrist challenge to Nancy Pelosi's running of the speakership. Good luck, bud. Right. He was one of those people that was saying, more than Nancy Pelosi, she's too liberal, which is not an argument you often hear.
Wow.
Outside of Republican circles.
Right.
But,
Jesus Christ.
But again, you know, he's a vet. He does important stuff with vets, trying to get vets to run. I think he's a good person to have in the House, but I also think the House is his ceiling.
Right.
No, the one I was actually talking about, that was a joke, clearly. We lost Jay Inslee.
Yeah. This one mattered. Look, Inslee was never going to be president, but Jay Inslee could be a real force to be reckoned with in politics.
No, but he fits a very traditional profile of a candidate who would do really well. He's a popular governor, and he aligns with where the party's at for the most part in almost all of his policies.
Right.
Like, he's right where, and not a centrist like we say centrist when there's people who are trying to thread the needle between Democrat and Republican. I think he's sort of represents the middle of the Democratic Party. I think he would have been an acceptable candidate for most wings of the party to come together underneath. And in the past, a candidate like Jay Inslee would have been a shoo-in, right?
Yeah, or at least a force.
Right. And he never caught fire, and he's going to go back and run for a third term. I didn't realize you could do that in Washington, but I guess you can. Yep. They don't have term limits up there. So he's going to go back and run for another term as a governor of Washington, which is fine. He's a good and popular governor.
And he's likely to win, because I think he's up like 15 points or some shit like that.
He's a Democrat in Washington, so yes.
Yes. But more importantly, yeah, he's kicking the shit out of the other Democrats in the primary, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Easily.
Yeah, they don't fucking have a chance.
Yeah, but he never expected to win. He wanted to get his message of climate change out there, and he did. But now, you know, he's going to go back and run for governor again. And that's good. Good for him and good for the people of Washington. Maybe he could be somebody who runs again in the future. But it wasn't his time right now.
Yeah.
But I like Jay Inslee. And a lot of thirsty bitches on the internet like Jay Inslee as well.
Now, the one thing that's super interesting about about Jay Inslee is that him
is how fucking hot he is.
Yeah, Professor Hulk. I see this as an absolute win.
Climate Zaddy.
Gross. The other part to him leaving the race is that his endorsement is going to matter. So look for that at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to be a big, that's going to be a big signal to, especially a lot of millennials who, their number one, thing is climate change. They're going to really gravitate to who he deems, worthy of that, of that endorsement. So look for that.
Yeah.
And then we lost that woman who decided to point out that a man did something bad, Kirsten the Brand Gillibrand, which is a shame because back in the day we thought that she was going to be a real force in this election, and she was not at all.
No, she never really got out from under the Al Franken thing.
Nope.
Which is unfortunate. And I saw somebody online in the same comment say that she is ineffective and also that she single-handedly drove Al Franken out of the Senate. I'm like, well, it can't be both.
No, she is. Right? She's the ultimate enemy. She is weak and too strong.
Right, yeah. She is so powerful that she can command other senators from her own party to not be in the Senate anymore and also weak and ineffective.
Yeah. She's incredible. Incredible. Yeah. No, I think her
first
situation
of about
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, first of about 30 senators to say that Al Franken ought to go. And you know the one senator whose opinion on that really mattered more than anyone else's was Al Franken's, who made the decision to leave the Senate.
Yeah. But
Nobody made him do that, right? That was his call.
Right. I mean, like, it was sexism at its most pure, that you're literally angrier at the woman who said this guy did a bad thing and needs to leave than you are the guy who did the bad thing that he admitted to doing.
Yeah.
People online, by the way, were arguing with me. He never admitted that. I'm like, yo, do you watch the news? Yes, he did. Yes, he fucking did.
That's the culture we're in now. That's the Trumpian culture, is you're angrier at the whistleblower than the person
who did
who the whistle is being blown on. Yeah.
I was like...
Like...
What?
Like, ultimately, she was just a lady who had an opinion. Right?
Yeah.
She said, boy, eight allegations, geez Louise, that one ought to go. And the tipping point one was a staffer in the Senate, right? Which, that was her tipping point. Said, look, right, we can't have somebody in the Senate, right? Because some of those were kind of fishy. One of them seemed like a hit from a Republican radio host, right? And some of those did seem kind of fishy, admittedly. But when you have somebody who was a staffer in the Senate who is made to feel unsafe by a senator, that should be the tipping point for other people to go, yeah, that guy's got to go.
Yeah.
Right? That's not an insane thing. Kirsten Gillibrand was not way out of line to say that.
Right. And like you said, there were plenty of other senators who came out and were like, yeah, no, he's got to go. And people were like, yeah, okay, that seems reasonable. Like, what the fuck, dude? But that is a perfect example of sexism to me. It's a perfect example. So.
Yeah. But, she just won re-election 2 years ago. Strong victory, too, because it's New York. And so she's there for at least another 5 years. But I think she can stay in the Senate as long as she wants, probably.
I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She's got a bright future in the Senate.
Yeah, yeah, she'll do well, but that's the ceiling for her. That's the ceiling for her.
Probably.
Too. And it's fucked. Probably. Like, it's fucked up. But
yeah.
Sexism. All right, so
yeah, so that sucks. I think she's an interesting candidate. Just making her campaign just 100% about we're gonna make life better for families,
yeah,
for moms.
And no one listened.
I think that's
zero people listened, which was really fucked up.
Yeah, under normal circumstances, she should have had an army of moms behind her going, yeah, it's about time somebody tried to be our candidate.
Yeah, instead she was martyred on the Me Too movement, which is fucking weird. By a lot of women, by the way. But I liked Al Franken.
For sure.
And? Well, telling us up goose and butts and fucking do his job. What the fuck? And, I actually had a conversation with a conservative, not a conservative, but a more moderate Democrat this weekend, which was really super interesting about the election and who they support. Because they liked Hickenlooper, which when she told me that months ago, I was like, he's not going to make it. I didn't tell him my real reasoning, which is like he just has too many syllables in his name. But I wasn't wrong.
I welcome watching Senator Hickenlooper on CNN.
Yeah, that's fine. He's got a name for the Senate, not a name for the presidency. But she liked Hickenlooper, and then she liked Bennett. She's one of the type of Democrats that doesn't know any of the candidates or doesn't know most of the candidates. So she's like legitimately making up her mind during the debates. I'm like, wow, I don't know what that's like. Cause I read up on these guys all the time. So like,
yeah, you came into this thing with an opinion of just about everybody.
Right. So I'm not like, whoa, what's Pete Buttigieg have to say? I'm like, I know. Like, yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
you can go back into our archives if you want. We were talking about Pete Buttigieg and trying to learn how to pronounce his name when he was running for DNC chair. Like
Pete Buttigieg?
Buttigieg.
Get a normal name, Peter.
That's the main reason Tom Perez won, just because everybody can say Tom Perez.
Yeah, yeah. It's like knowing how to say salsa. Like people just like saying salsa. Come on. But it's... Like, I just didn't, I don't know what that's like.
John Hickenlooper, change your last name to Salsa.
Thank you.
Come back.
Think about it.
Yeah, John Salsa.
But I don't know what that's like. But it was interesting to talk to her because I said, oh, you know, she's like, well, I didn't like Kristen Gillibrand. I said, oh, why is that? And she was like, well, I really liked Al Franken. And I was just like, okay. Like, I already knew the logic behind it. And I was just like, I don't, you know, there's no point. She doesn't like Elizabeth Warren. And I was like, why? And she was like, I just don't, that's just my feeling. And I was like, okay, so it's the same reason for Gillibrand. It's the same reason. Like there is even in women, there is just society has beat in sexism into your head. She said, I feel the same way I felt about Hillary Clinton as I feel about Warren. I was like, they are two wildly different candidates. Wildly different candidates. Like the only similarities between them is that they're both white. Both white women with blonde hair. That's it.
Yeah, they have short hair dudes like, though, so you know.
Well, think about it. lesbian. But like it's beaten into them. Even into Democrats.
Yeah.
They fucking and this person's older. I mean, she's in her 70s. But like it's beaten into them. Like, make no mistake, Democrats can be indoctrinated into bullshit too. Absolutely.
Yeah. They repeat a bunch of stupid shit like about like something that doesn't get talked about much with the Al Franken thing, which I think is a valid point here, is Al Franken. He won a famously incredibly close election.
Yes, he did.
Right. And there was, you know, a recount forever to try to finally finish that thing. He had a stronger reelection. But Tina Smith, who is the current other senator, not named Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, who was appointed to his seat and then won reelection, won it by a far higher margin than Al Franken did in either of his.
Interesting.
Right. Yeah, so she is much more of... She was voted in by many more Minnesotans than Al Franken was. So she's more representative of the people of Minnesota than Al Franken was, if you're counting, you know, votes and things,
right.
Which I think we should.
Turns out.
Yeah, and people don't look at it that for some reason. It's the same... It's the same logic as why Joe Biden is in the lead, because people feel like he's safe and comfortable with, you know, because white men do well in presidential elections.
Right.
When the two human beings who have earned more votes in a presidential election than any other were a black man and a white woman, right? The two people who have gotten more votes in a presidential election than anyone else, so Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, no one else has ever gotten that many votes.
Right.
And yet they're sort of I don't know if the country's going to accept somebody who's not a white man. Well, they have.
They have.
A bunch. You know who's lost more presidential elections than anybody? White men.
Yeah, think about it. Think about it.
White men have a terrible record.
50%.
In presidential elections. Over 50%.
Over 50%. Yeah, you're right. Over 50%.
Yeah, because two of them lost to Barack Obama.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, suck it. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a terrible record.
Black guys.
They wouldn't even
black guys.
Them, they wouldn't even.
Black guys, they're fucking 30 for 30, baby. They're undefeated. Fuck out of here. White women are not doing well. But, yeah, whatever. They only been in it. They only been in it a little bit.
But my popular vote.
I got into a really fucking heated conversation with someone on Twitter about that. We have the Electoral College because we're not a democracy. We're a republic. What does being a republic have to do with the Electoral College? Well, the Electoral College is used for X, Y, and Z. I said, what does it have to do with being a republic? You just repeated a line that you heard from a conservative and you don't know what you're talking about. Shut up.
Right, yeah.
Shut up.
It's not.
Idiot.
I fucking hate that argument more than anything else in the world, because it's Republicans who are like, no, they're just looking at Republican and Democrat, right? That's what they're looking at and going, "Oh, we're not a democracy. We're a republic." We are a constitutional republic. We are also a representative democracy, literally by definition, right? It's not a either fucking or thing, but they've decided that it is because it's the name of the goddamn parties. I hate that argument more than anything else in the world. Nah, maybe not. I don't hate it as much as like child molestation, but I hate it a lot. Okay.
Up there with Jeffrey Epstein. It's right there. Weird priority.
I despise it because it doesn't make fucking sense. You're like, no, it's not a fruit. It's an apple.
It's a tomato. Like, well, that is a, you know what? All right. Good night. Like,
at least that's a fucking argument. But you're saying different names for the same,
thing. Right.
Fucking thing. Yeah.
No, this person had no idea what they were talking about. They were like,
no, I don't have a cell phone, idiot. I have an Android.
Oh, you nailed it. You got me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can be both things, and we are. But yeah. Yeah.
Our country is trans. It has transformed from a... can be whatever it wants to be.
Can you hand me that tissue? It's not a tissue. It's a cleaner.
Oh, fuck.
That's that argument. That's what that argument is. That's how much sense that makes.
Go make me a copy. Oh, you wanted a Xerox? Eat a dick. Shut up. Eat a dick.
You can be both.
You can be both things.
You can be both things at the same time.
Impossible. Impossible. Yeah. No, it was an interesting conversation.
Because one is just another, is just a kind of another, you know? It's just one type of the other thing. You fucking moron.
Yeah.
But, yeah, polling on the, I saw some polling on the Electoral College, which is pretty interesting, which is, it was around like 30% popularity before 2016, and now all the Republicans love it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's the best.
And will defend it without even making sense.
No, the guy was he made the same arguments that you hear all the time, which is if we didn't have the Electoral College, then candidates wouldn't visit the small states. And I'm like, they don't visit a ton of states now. Like that logic makes no sense.
Yeah, they visit 10 states. They visit the swing states.
Yeah,
Wyoming is not benefiting.
No, those people are annoyed. They're annoyed.
Yeah. Look at
they hate it.
Look at the 2016 election. Look at the 2016 election. You can see all of the campaign events. Nobody went to Wyoming. The Clinton campaign said, "Well, fuck that. There's no point." And the Trump campaign said, "Well, that's in the bank. Why would we go there?" Because you only have to win a handful of states. It doesn't make fun.
Yeah, you only have to win like 23% of the popular vote and you can still win, basically.
Right. Whereas if you, it was a popular vote thing, you would have people going everywhere.
You'd have
would have Republicans going to California to try to get some votes. You would have, you know, a Democratic candidate going into Texas to try to get some votes. You'd actually have people have to work for it and try.
Here's the thing. I'm not worried about the Electoral College. You know why? Because the second Texas turns blue is over. Mm-hmm. It's over.
Yeah.
Now, Republicans will immediately want it gone. We got
actually
this.
It's unfair.
Yeah. Oh, is it unfair now? Because we won the two biggest states, what happened? And then
have we decided what we're doing? By the way, when that happens, are we holding our ground with and keeping our same arguments and saying welcome aboard? Or are we going to flip around immediately? Go, no, no, the Electoral College it protects the small states.
No, I am vehemently for getting rid of it. Go ahead and get rid of it because I know your ideas are fucking garbage.
I know, and I will be too. I just it would be fun.
To just be a hypocrite about it.
You're not thinking about Wyoming, bro.
What about states' rights? That's my favorite. Democrats defending
you don't even
states'
care
rights.
About rural Americans.
Yeah. What about them? What about real Texans? Like, all right. What about people in Austin? Yeah, it's just utterly ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. All right. Any final predictions this week as far as the primaries or anything else?
Well, we don't have no. It's we have another week before the debate, so I guess we don't have to get into that. Do you see? Here's what I'm wondering: do you see any more of these jabroni candidates dropping out now that a bunch of them didn't make the debate?
I see some of them dropping out right before the next debate, and or right after. It may be, you know what, I'm gonna go with right after. I could see you losing maybe another three or four directly after this third debate. Because if you can't make the third debate, you're probably not gonna make the fourth debate either.
I mean you could.
You could, but the likelihood I think is much lower.
Yeah. I mean the odds are better for a guy like Steyer, who's really hasn't been in that long and has a ton of money to burn.
Right.
So there's a chance a guy like him gets into the fourth one. And Tulsi was close, so she might figure it out for the fourth one. But most of these other people, I don't think are good. I don't see the Wayne Messam campaign catching fire here, you know?
You don't know that.
I'm sorry. I know he's family and you love him. But
don't talk shit about my brother.
Tell him to go back home.
My brother's coming.
Yeah, and there's going to be a cutoff here for like a Tulsi Gabbard if she needs to decide if she's going back to the House. We talked about Cory Booker. He needs to decide pretty quickly if he's going to go run for Senate again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think if Booker doesn't catch fire in this next debate, I think he's probably gone soon.
Yeah.
And he should. And Beto should really consider that as well. He really needs to.
And Bullock, he gave it the old college try, but I don't think he caught fire like he wanted to, and he should really go seriously consider running for Senate.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there's a lot of really good candidates, and we don't necessarily agree with them on everything, but for president. But I think any of those folks on that stage would make damn good senators. So sure. Go back if you've got an opening, go back and run. Oh. Here's a prediction. It's a wild prediction. Stacey Abrams announces that she's running for Senate in Georgia.
That's interesting. We didn't talk about that. Johnny Isaacson is stepping down from the Senate. He has Parkinson's, which
is sad.
I mean, that is sad. But as an interesting consequence, now both seats in the Georgia Senate will be up next year because David Perdue was up anyway. And Isaacson is stepping down. He's an older dude. He's got Parkinson's. That sucks. Wouldn't wish that on anybody.
No.
But but now there's two open Senate seats in Georgia. That's fucking interesting.
Yeah, buddy. Come on, Stacey Abrams. Look, I know you're trying to do your thing with voter suppression. I get all that. We need you.
And I also know. I also know that what she wants more than anything in the world is to go back in 2022 and kick the shit out of Brian Kemp. Because she is mad at him specifically, and she should be.
Right. I get
but
that.
But we need her in the Senate.
I get that.
Yeah.
But Go get that Senate seat. Go get it. Just go get it.
Dude, in this, if we take the Senate and the presidency, you can pass laws in the Senate to make the shit Brian Kemp did illegal.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like, it does, like it and, doesn't have to, you don't have it, to have that it, war with him on a one-to-one. Use the power of the Senate right. to have it from D.C.
Yeah. If they passed HB1, it would make it more difficult for Brian Kemp or the next Brian Kemp, you know, because there's a bunch of people like that to do that. And then Georgia could have a Democratic governor. It doesn't necessarily have to be Stacey Abrams, but I totally get why she wants it to be.
Right.
I understand. I get why she wants to personally go knock him out of office. But she could, you know, she could make it more difficult for him to do shit like that.
Right. Exactly.
And make it better for other states too, not right. just her own.
And yeah, and kick the shit out of a bunch of Republicans in that same way. So, Stacey Abrams, if you're listening, and I know that you are, run for the Senate, please, please, because you could win. You could absolutely win. People like her, man. And she could win.
And it's not to say that you couldn't, like, if you go and fix democracy from the Senate, you can always go back and run for governor of Georgia in the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
She's not that old.
No. Yeah. So
actually, I don't know. You know, she's a black woman. She could be 35 or 60. I don't know.
She's 78 years old. Little known. Little known fact. Her and Tish James.
That blew my mind when I found out how old Tish James was. Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? You're like 65? You look 50.
I think she's 60. Yeah. But yeah, it's ridiculous. Stacey Abrams is 45. So plenty of time.
Yep. Could be president. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I think Senate is would be the best place for her. And she doesn't even have like the bullshit Steve Bullock excuse. Oh, I want to be an executive because that's all I've ever done. Like she's from the legislature in Georgia. Like that.
Yeah.
She knows how to do that.
Absolutely. All right. I think that's it for us. Glad to be back. Felt good. And we will see you guys next week.
Later.
Bye.